I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is adopting a new inclusionary zoning policy for affordable housing following a City Council vote on November 9th. The zoning plan was brought forth by Toronto Mayor John Tory after it was approved to move forward during a Housing Committee vote in October.
Approving the new inclusionary zoning policy will be my first key item at this week's meeting of the City Council. In a nutshell, inclusionary zoning means by law that new developments must include an affordable housing component, where rents or the cost of ownership will be less than our expensive marketplace otherwise offers. Private development industry has been very successful, even through the pandemic. That's good for jobs and for the economy, but the long-term health of the city itself and its economy requires that our development industry should play an increasing role in the supply of affordable housing. I believe so strongly in this policy that I attended the Planning and Housing Committee to make sure that it was approved there to be forwarded on to the City Council, where that discussion will take place today. This new affordable housing zoning policy is the right thing to do, and it is a welcome step forward. We are the first city in Ontario to have inclusionary zoning pursuant to provincial legislation, and I am proud that we're leading the way. This is a policy that we asked for, that staff worked very hard to carefully craft in order to strike the right balance. And with the council vote today, we'll be moving forward to implement it so that we can get more affordable housing built as soon as possible.
Toronto is the first city in Ontario to implement inclusionary zoning. This means requiring a certain percentage of future developments to be designated as affordable housing in the new plan. In the vote, City Council approved an inclusionary zoning official plan amendment, a zoning bylaw amendment, and draft implementation. This makes it mandatory for certain new developments around major transit stations to include affordable rental and ownership housing units, according to a recent press release. The plan states that zoning will secure 5 to 10% of condominium developments as affordable housing, and gradually increase those numbers to between 8 to 22% by the year 2030. The city's goal is to create 40,000 affordable rentals and 4,000 new ownership homes, with developments set to begin in early 2022. The threshold for annual income for these homes is between $32,000 and $91,000. The highest requirements for affordable housing outlined in the plan include the downtown core, Midtown, and Scarborough Center. Additional market analysis will be conducted in other communities, including Little Jamaica and Eglinton West, and the Sheppard Subway Corridor, around Sheppard West and Sheppard Yonge stations. More details are to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.